For hockey fans, this was the week it started to hurt. The National Hockey League regular season was supposed to begin Wednesday, but the owners locked out the players last month, and the labor dispute means no games. Some say the lockout could wipe out the entire season. Many sports fans in the United States could care less that the NHL arenas are empty, but in Canada, where hockey passions run deep, it seems a whole nation cares. NPR's Tom Goldman prepared this report on how Canadians are coping without their beloved NHL.
We are back and live on the Fan Radio Network and on Rogers Sportsnet. Bob McCown, Jim Kelly in our Toronto studios, along with the commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman, and we're not talking, you are, to the commissioner. Here is Chris in Campbell River, British Columbia. Chris.
Hi.
Hi.
They tried one last time on Wednesday. From Canadian coast to coast, hockey fans called up to talk to the commissioner, to plead with the commissioner to save the NHL season.
Something that's this important. How can you justify to the Canadian fans and to all fans across North America the fact that you guys aren't sitting down and talking?
That's a great question, and I'm really glad you asked it.
Ron in Mississauga with Gary Bettman. Hello.
Mr. Bettman, first of all, I'd like to thank you for making yourself available to the actual fans of Hockey Heartland.
Thank you for being a fan, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
How refreshing it must have been for Gary Bettman not to be abused on sports talk radio from Philly or New Jersey. Still, Bettman ultimately let down these nice Canadians. He told listeners the players and owners were still miles apart, meaning no hockey that Wednesday night or any night soon.
Edgar Arenado lead off the Cardinals' sixth inning, game one of his National League Championship Series. The Astros and Cardinals tied at four.
So it was baseball on the TV sets Wednesday night at Duffy's Pub in Kamloops, British Columbia.
If you look around the room, you won't see a lot of people watching, just the guys sitting at the bar.
Clint Cross co-owns Duffy's Pub. He says if there weren't a lockout, all six of the television sets would have been tuned to opening night NHL games. Everyone seemed to be having a good time at Duffy's, but that could change, says Cross, if the lockout stretches deep into the season.
People are going to complain more that they want to go watch a game, or they miss seeing hockey.
That's a relative phrase in Canada, because even without the NHL, hockey is everywhere. At 9 o'clock Wednesday night, about 20 boys, ages 15 to 17, skated through a youth league practice in downtown Kamloops. They were using the home ice of the Kamloops Blazers, a minor league pro hockey team that's won so many championships, the city of Kamloops, population 80,000, is called Little Montreal, a reference to the NHL dynasty Montreal Canadiens. But there's more hockey to Kamloops than the Blazers, lots more. Stan Burton oversees the girls and boys who play in the Kamloops Minor Hockey Association.
We have 1,100 kids. There would be at least another 200 or 300 children involved in other skating programs, not necessarily hockey, but learning to skate, learning just the very fundamentals of hockey. And they would start as young as 3 years old.
Burton says his organization may benefit from the lockout if NHL-deprived fans come see the kids play. Still, he says the lockout creates a void, even in a city 200 miles away from the nearest NHL team, the Vancouver Canucks.
There's a lot of season ticket holders, even in Kamloops, that would drive down to Vancouver, watch the game, and even drive home that night. I mean, I've done it many times myself. You're home at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's not a big deal, and I think that's going to be a big loss.
For some of the boys out on the ice Wednesday night, no NHL means losing the best possible hockey teachers. 15-year-old Riley Nash has played since he was four.
That's where I learned most of my stuff, watching the game, watching the pros, just pull some nice moves or something, and making the commitment to playing all year round and training in the summer. That's where you learn all your stuff, really.
With such strong connections to the National Hockey League, it's not surprising most Canadians have taken sides in the labor dispute. What is surprising and revealing are some of the sides being taken. Riley Nash and his 17-year-old teammate Jacob Young agree with management. It's time to have a salary cap in order to slow down escalating player salaries. Here's Jacob Young.
Playing 13 years with no salary, it's pretty easy to say that I side with the owners, but they should just love them. Play and they get paid well enough as it is, so I think they should just play for the spirit of it.
Pockets of the United States embrace the spirit of hockey, but for the most part, the lockout has evoked a nationwide shrug. It bothers Jacob Young.
There's only six teams here, and there's, you said, 24 American teams, and half those teams are full up with Canadian players anyway, and there's most of the television comes from Canada that watches it, I'm pretty sure, so it's definitely hard to watch it go down and not have the States care about it much.
And so Canada settles in for what could be a frustrating winter. Canadian TV will show movies Saturday nights instead of the beloved program Hockey Nights in Canada. Some networks will broadcast classic games from the past, but perhaps the most relevant media offering has been a Nike ad airing only in Canada. It shows a hockey rink with melting ice and the tagline, "Bring it back." The ad runs until the end of the month. Canadians wish they could say the same about the lockout. Tom Goldman, NPR News.